This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so let's talk Facebook here for a bit, shall we? And its new-ish advertising woes. Almost 250 companies have stopped advertising there and on Instagram as part of a growing movement to force the social media nation state to do better on hate speech and misinformation. A lot of those companies that have stopped advertising are huge brands with huge ad budgets, companies like Verizon and Honda and Adidas. But when it comes to Facebook's $70 billion ad business, size matters, just not, as Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports, the way you might think.
Despite its name, anything but beer, the brewery in Syracuse, New York, makes a lot of beer. Hopped apple ale, Szechuan peppercorn imperial ale, and it's all gluten-free, which appeals to a specific type of customer. Brittany Berry is the chief marketing officer.
If I go out and get our local newspaper, like what is the percentage of people that it actually reaches that it is relevant for?
Facebook lets her target ads to people looking for gluten-free. And because she's only spending on the most promising potential customers, she gets a lot more for her money.
The traditional marketing is out of our price range, honestly.
Local TV ads cost thousands of dollars. Advertising an event for a week on Facebook costs her $200. Danielle Thompson is with marketing agency Blue Bear Creative. She says it's this combo of cheap and curated that attracts small businesses who make up 3/4 of Facebook's revenue.
There are just so many different levers you can pull in terms of targeting, regionality, spend, testing, learning what works and what doesn't.
It's also where the people are. 3 billion of them, if you combine all of Facebook's platforms. So where else can a small business go? Jennifer Greigel teaches marketing at Syracuse University.
Well, that's the question, right? So I think even the big brands are wondering that now, too.
Brittany Berry at Anything But Beer says she doesn't love Facebook, but she can't afford to leave it, especially now, when the best way to reach people stuck inside is online. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.